One of the biggest things was the opportunity to play with my younger brother. He started at center for us last year, and you know, that was something you can never do again, really. It was an opportunity I didn't want to pass up. I have a great relationship with him. And just being able to do that and live with him and spend the year with him in college, playing together, starting on the offensive line, that's something real special, something I'll always remember. I mean, we played in a pretty good conference, so we played a lot of pretty good ones. I mean, anytime you play Alabama, LSU, Missouri, all those teams, a bunch of good players. I thought Coney Ealy was really good at Missouri. He was a really good player, yeah.
North Dakota State,
real aggressive, big and strong, mixed up his pass rush moves real well. Was real aggressive, also coming off the ball in the run game, good with his hands, all that stuff. He did a really good job of that. Really, guys that mix it up well are, always the toughest ones to go against, and he did a really good job of that. Yeah, it's definitely different, ever since Johnny took over, I've been answering this question a lot, but you really never know what to expect. He's all over the place, but at the same time, you got to take what comes with it because, the guy makes plays. He's proved it game after game. So, like I said, I'm just trying to go out there and give him time and let him do what he does. No, I don't consider him a me first guy at all. My whole experience with him and having him as a quarterback was nothing but good things. When he was out on the field, he was just a tremendous competitor, great leader, someone that I love playing for. And, yeah, I was glad to have him as my quarterback. I think, like I said, being considered a polished player, someone who's done a lot and played well, I take that as a big honor, But at the same time, I still feel like there's a lot I can get better at. So definitely wouldn't say that I'm, at my peak. I think there's still a lot more I can learn, a lot more I can get better at. So all those things, stuff that's motivating me, and I'm just trying to come out here and put up good numbers and, prove that, I am capable of being the best lineman here. Yeah, I definitely feel most comfortable now on the left side. I think towards the end of the senior year, last year when it was time to make the decision, I wasn't really sure. Just felt real comfortable at A&M and really wanted to go back and finish up my senior year there. But finishing up this year, I could tell I was definitely ready for this whole opportunity. Really, we had a coaching change, so switching offenses, going from a pro style to the spread style, and still playing well, all that stuff. Really felt like I learned a lot from both coaching staffs. Just having all those different circumstances thrown at me and still playing well, those are some of the things I'm proud of. Yeah, I mean, they're great players, but at the same time, I think I'm a great player too. So, all I can really do is just go out and try to put up good numbers. Like I said, I mean, there's not much more I can do besides that. Yeah, no, they're both real good guys. Gotten to know them both a little bit. Only met them yesterday, so still trying to get to know them. But like, both great competitors from what I can tell, and big guys, big looking athletic guys. So they definitely deserve the credit. I played a little quarterback when I was younger. I didn't start playing offensive line until my sophomore year of high school. So, once I switched over, loved it ever since, and no regrets since then. One of the obvious connections being made with you is with the Jeff Fisher connection. What kind of relationship did you have with him? What do you remember about growing up around that? I knew him a little bit, not too well. I mean, obviously my dad played for him, so he's got a great relationship with him. I was just a kid running around. My dad was playing, know him, but not really too well. But there is that connection for sure. But, yeah, I would love to play for him. Yeah, real close with Luke. Came in together at A&M. We always worked out together, competed against each other. Just real excited and to see where he's come and how he's playing, and you know, real proud of him too, because he deserves it. He's a great player. Yeah, my dad was a little old. He didn't go this exact process, but Luke has. I've talked to him a little bit about it, you know, what to expect, and you know, he's been telling me nothing but good things, you know, getting me ready for it. So, yeah, he's been a great resource for me to have.